film.
All right, welcome to the Video Film Podcast. It begins now.
right now. We got Adam, we got Jesse, we got three movies.
We got
1984, which coincidentally was from 1984. Yeah. Directed by Michael Radford. We have The Last Rites of Joe May from 2011, directed by Joe Maggio. And The Royal Tenenbaums from 2001, directed by one of my personal favorites, Wes Anderson.
Wow. Well done.
Thank you.
All that info in there. And I don't have anything. I didn't even write them down. I was like, it's always like just when I'm about to abandon the idea of saying the movies and the directors and the years, I'm about to abandon it. And then you come back in and reinforce it. I guess we'll keep trying to do that.
I picked up the torch for us there.
We just had our fun conversation about religion, which
that's right.
Pat will never hear.
Sorry, Pat.
It made me think about, we're talking about religion, suckering people and kind of being a scam and all that kind of stuff. And it made me think, I did write down a note just thinking about the genius who is Donald Trump. He's a genius. All right.
Okay.
And
I'll go with you on the premise.
Yeah. So the premise is that he's a genius, and here's my proof.
Okay.
He's made enemies out of all these people in Canada seem to be mad at him because the tariffs, right? So,
okay. Yeah.
But in the States, nobody's talking about the tariffs. They don't care about the tariffs, right? I haven't heard anybody talk about the tariffs ever. And the only time I've ever heard it come up is to go, why is Canada mad at us? Oh, we're sorry about these tariffs, but they don't really give a shit. It's not
right.
The debated stuff is him going after immigrants and ICE and abortions and all the fun stuff that they like to debate the right and the left.
Sure.
But the right and the left
social issues
don't give a shit about the tariffs. So here's why he's a fucking genius. He figured out a way to tax his own people.
Yes.
Steal money, not steal, just tax them. Take more money from his people, put it into the government, which is his pocket.
Yes.
And trick all the people in the U.S. into thinking that he's taxing other countries by calling it a different word. He just called it tariffs as opposed to tax, because then people can't make the connection because they don't know what a tariff is. And all they hear is he's tariffing Canada. He's tariffing.
Yeah,
he's raising 25% charges to China, 50% charges to Canada.
Yeah.
None of them went to Wikipedia like me and figured out what a tariff was 8 years ago, whenever the first talk of it was.
Yeah.
So they don't talk about it, the right or the left. Nobody's mad about the tariffs. But ultimately, you know how a tariff works.
Yes.
Maybe I should explain.
My
understanding.
Tell me your understanding, and then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's an easy position. So you set a tariff on it. So basically, if you import from another country, you have to pay the buyer in the States has to pay an extra 25% tax to the government to bring shit in from China or Canada or all the other countries that he's taxing, tariffing.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah. Perfect.
And so it's the buyer, the businesses in the U.S. that are paying an extra tax to the government.
Yes. Yeah.
And what do you think those businesses are going to do if their costs go up? They're going to build it into the price of their products. Ultimately, it's going to trickle down to the consumer.
Yeah.
So he's taxing his own people, but he's tricked everyone into thinking that he's having a war on other countries. Even people in Canada, like, that are mad. Obviously, the businesses in Canada that suffer are because they're now selling less to the U.S. than they used to.
Yeah.
So some businesses will not pay the tariff. They'll just buy it inside of America. It actually could be good for the country in the U.S. if it keeps more money in the U.S.
Well, that's the way that you're supposed to explain it, right? You're supposed to explain it as, instead of buying whiskey from Canada, get whiskey from the United States,
right,
and it'll cost less. We want to promote our own industry and whatever, right? That's what you want to do. You want to buy your own goods. Now, obviously, the problem with the U.S. is that they're not set up to make computer chips and
right,
whatever it is, right? So they have to get those things from China, and they have to pass the buck on to the consumer.
Right. Yep.
So it would work if it was like, okay, we have so much logging, we have so much wood in the U.S. We shouldn't get any wood from Canada. And you said, all right, 25% on logging from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It would make sense, right? But if you don't have wood and you put the tariff on, you're just taking money away from your own people, and you're taking business. You're not gaining anything, really.
You're gaining money into the government. You're gaining money. You're profiting. The government's mm-hmm. profiting by just right. having that. The government is ultimately winning.
Yeah. But in Ontario, so I don't know if they've done this in Saskatchewan, but in Ontario, they've taken, I don't know if it's all the liquor, but most of the American liquor off of the shelves. And so it's kind of backfired. So now it's all just Canadian liquor. And the Americans are like, hey, nobody's buying our liquor from
right.
Ontario. We're losing all this money. And they're buying all the, I don't know, the liquor that's made in Canada. And the Canadian companies are making more money. So completely backfired on America, because we've decided to flip it and buy Canadian and not buy American.
Now, I don't know. You're saying it has backfired. I haven't looked at any numbers. I don't know. Anything.
There's a company that's like, well, okay. So there was like a, I don't think it's a, like a huge like Seagram's or anything, but there was this guy in the States who owned like a liquor company. He's like, nobody's buying my liquor. I used to sell so much to Canada and now I can't. And he's like blaming Canada. And I was like, wait a second.
How he are doesn't you get blaming? It. They don't
he
get it.
He doesn't get it. He's like, I'm mad at Canada. Why do you have to take it off the, or not Canada, Ontario. I'm mad at them. Why do they have to take my liquor off the shelves? What did I do? And it's right. like, well, you probably voted for the president that made these tariffs, and you still don't understand that he did this to you, not Doug Ford, who was the guy, our premier, who said to take all the American liquor off the shelves, and he like poured out a bottle of some fucking thing or so. I forget. He likes publicity stunts anyway. So yeah, you can make it backfire. You can just say like, yeah, we don't want your American stuff now if you don't want our Canadian stuff.
You can, I agree with you. You can make it backfire. It becomes a trade war, and but I don't know if it has backfired. I would have to see hard data, not just one guy telling a story about his one product, because I'm sure there's lots of companies in Canada that can't sell shit to the U.S. and that hurts a big giant chunk of their business.
Oh, of course. Yes.
I don't have any hard data to say who's winning or anything like that, but
it is. Yeah, just, I don't mean on a large.
My fascination is that nobody in the States understands it, and they're not blaming Trump. They're not mad at Trump for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just said, some guy's mad at Ontario, mad at Canada.
All
the people in the U.S. are just like, I don't care if he fucks over other countries. And it's like, he's not fucking over other countries. He's fucking over his own people and pocketing more money. He's taxing you guys. Don't you fucking get it? The taxes
aren't. They don't get it.
They don't. They think that the money's coming from Canada. When they hear a tariff, 25% on Canada, they go, oh, he's taxing. We're bringing in extra money from Canada. Good.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. It's fascinating to me that nobody's talking about it in the States.
But I mean, I'll push back on that slightly in that, like, I hear it a lot on CNN and the news that I watch from the States, which is the left wing news, which is basically, I mean, CNN.
What do they say, though?
They say they're the ones who explained the tariffs in like a million different articles to be like, this is what a tariff is, and this is what Trump is telling you, and this is why it's wrong, and this is like in very clear language, like you just said, basically.
Okay. That's
exactly what you said. And they're like, he's trying to tell you this, but it's really this. And like, I read that It what no, it was I think
Okay.
it was in a different thing that I read that other article, but like
How
I believe
often?
that like
How
90%
often?
of people.
I'm just asking, how often are you hearing them talk about this on the news? Did you hear it once when they explained it 5 years ago or whatever? Or did you
Oh no,
do you
all the
hear
time.
it all the time? So you're it's a
All the time.
regular topic on CNN.
On CNN, but
I don't
CNN,
believe
I don't think
you.
like well, I don't think most people get their news from these site these channels and websites anymore, right? They're getting most of their news from I don't know, Twitter and TikTok and all that. Like, so I believe you that most people don't know what a tariff is and they don't care. Like,
Yeah.
I'm probably more invested in American politics than 50% of Americans just because I find it so interesting, partly because I'm not involved in it and I don't I'm not as afraid as a lot of them are to actually know the truth because of, what's going on in their country, whether they think the Democrats are bad or the Republicans are bad.
I
Right?
don't think I've ever heard it explained on any news source. So, I don't know. Maybe it was.
Yeah, go to CNN.com, look up tariffs.
But that's what they talk about. He Trump's doing tariff. They make their claims about, well, Trump's doing a tariff on Canada. Like, they report that stuff, but they don't stop and explain how it actually works. I've never heard it explained. I had to go and seek out what it is, how it works, the first time
On
I
the
heard it.
website, CNN definitely has. Like I read a lot about the tariffs on their website.
Yeah. All right. All right. I guess I'm wrong. Okay, we're back. I went to CNN.com, and yeah, there was an article. I texted it to you. It's on the first page. You didn't see your phone.
No, I did send you like four articles with the title "Go Fuck Yourself." I sent you the one I was talking about the guy whining, and then just a bunch of them that just
How did you send them
explained
to me?
tariffs in an email.
Oh, did you? I didn't look at my email.
Yeah.
And you didn't look at your text. But yes, you're right. And I'm wrong. The one was about the price of coffee has gone up dramatically. And it says
Yeah.
right in the article, ultimately, the only loser here is the consumer. So it
Yeah.
says it right there. Now, I guess I don't ever go to CNN or listen or watch CNN, and I'm not aware of it. But if they're talking about it, that's great. I guess the only news I get is John Oliver. And I've never heard him do a story on tariffs and
He
explain them.
hasn't done a story, but I'm
Oh, maybe he
shocked.
has. Maybe he has. I haven't heard him.
Yeah,
So
he must have.
I don't know. And the other podcasts I listen to, people that live in the States, they're not explaining it. They don't understand it. So they just think it's a different. So I guess the average person is what I'm talking about, and they're not going to
Yeah, for sure.
CNN and reading about how it works.
They're not reading anything at all.
Yeah. So you're right. People are talking about it. I guess just not the people I listen to.
Well, and not probably not widespread. Like it's probably not half the country that knows what tariffs are and how they work.
Only other time I heard it was when there was a YouTube video that I watched. Was this guy, man on the street, he said something like, it was a Trump supporter going like, we're just trying to make it fair. Like, China's the enemy, and we're just trying to make it fair by tariffing them. And this other guy steps in and goes, well, do you know how it works? And the guy's like, look, we're just trying to make it fair, and I think it's fair. China's been getting away with stuff for years. Like, it's exactly what Trump would say, right? And when the guy steps in, is like, no, ultimately, you end up paying for it. It's going to make the price that you pay go up. And he's like, no. We're trying to make it fair. China has to pay their dues. All that crap. And this guy tried to explain it to him. And I don't know how that conversation ended. I think the guy just went like, "Huh, I'll have to think about this." But he didn't concede any points.
Of course not, 'cause yeah, he couldn't be wrong. No, I mean that, yeah, they also use that. Trump also uses trade deficit. Like we have a trade deficit with China
Right.
or whatever it is, which means nothing. It's not like you're losing money to them. They're just one country's trading, one country's getting more products than the other country.
Right.
that doesn't mean that like China doesn't, you don't owe China $500 billion. They don't owe you $500 billion. It's not what it means. But he always uses the term trade deficit.
Okay. I've never heard that, and I don't really know what it means either, so I can't speak to that.
Okay, fair
B
enough.
but I wouldn't think that would be a buzzword that would get people to be
Well,
on his side.
he talked about that a lot with China when he talked about putting tariffs on them, that we have a trade deficit with China,
Okay.
which basically means like they buy 500 billion more dollars worth of Chinese goods than China buys worth of American goods.
Is it going back to my theory that he's a genius? Because he's explaining it in a way that confuses people to be like, okay, well, fuck China.
Of course. I
This is
mean,
good for us.
the whole Republican Party is much better at telling you something and making it sound like it's a good idea. Like when they're telling people, like, don't vote for, Obamacare, whatever, the Affordable Care Act, they're like, you're going to die. They made up like things like death panels, that there would be like five people who are like, yeah, we're gonna leave you to die or kill you or something. Like they would just make up things, and it like they were just trying to give people free health care, and they were like, no, these people are gonna, you're gonna like die. Like you should you it's better to pay $25,000 to get your appendix out than free. Like they had to convince people that, and they did it.
It's like he's conning, like he's said he's the best con man in the world. Like, and I'm like, he is. He's
Yeah,
conned
he is.
his, I want to say his entire population, because I, like I said, I've never heard
Yeah.
anybody on the left saying, like, look at how he's fucking over us with these tariffs. I've never heard them say it in those terms. I mean, that article, you know, it does say it, but I don't know if people are actually reading that stuff. He's like, he's a fucking genius. Because it's
Right.
funny, because the people on the right side are the ones that believe in the conspiracy theories, and yet he's actually pulling off a real government conspiracy by tricking his people into paying taxes, paying higher taxes. He just increased
Yeah.
taxes. You know, nobody votes for a politician that says, I'm going to increase your taxes. I'm going to take more money out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Nobody votes for that guy. But he did it in a way that they're all like, yeah, fuck China, fuck Canada. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what? He's
Yeah.
taxing you. Genius.
It is genius.
If you want to be a con man, if that's your goal, then he's a genius con man.
I mean, an evil genius, but a genius nonetheless. Genius is still in there.
I just wonder if it was a plan from day one of like, how do we sell this to our own people? Like, because if
I
that,
don't,
then he's
yeah.
really like an evil conspiracy nut if he's thinking, sitting around thinking like that.
I don't think, yeah, I think it's just one and the same. Like you gotta, like you know that you've come up with something ridiculous, but you're also smart enough to be like, I'm gonna sell it like this.
Yeah.
I'm
I don't
gonna
know if it's him or if it's some, like, one of his advisors said, here, just do it like this and sell it like this. And he went, okay. Or if it's
Yeah,
actually
they.
him sitting around thinking about, how do I spin this?
Yeah, there's tons of people just sitting around thinking of how they can lie to people and make them be like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm gonna sign up for this stupid fucking thing.
Okay. Well, that's it, man.
Okay.
We can move on to movies.
We could talk about movies. How about we talk about 1984 first?
Does it kind of lead into what I'm this dystopian government ruled
Well,
post-apocalypse?
you certainly hear a lot about Big Brother and that kind of thing with the what's going on, the lack of freedom of speech, I suppose, in the United States, and how they're sending in troops into American cities, and anybody who doesn't like Trump, like or cities that don't like Trump, he's sending troops in. That's a little bit Big Brother-esque, you would think, trying to quell freedom of speech by saying like if you don't, and he's not sending the money, like he's canceled all this money for New York infrastructure projects and California infrastructure projects and stuff like that, because they don't vote with them and they don't side with them. So I mean that's not un-1984-ish.
I didn't even know this movie existed.
Okay.
I knew there was a book called 1984, which I'd never
Right.
read. I knew Big Brother was a part of it. I think I only know about it from parodies that they did on The Simpsons and stuff like that. I didn't even know this movie existed.
I knew
So,
mostly because of the Apple commercial.
yeah, that's the only it, yeah.
And they talk about that a lot. And then they talk about the movie 1984 and stuff like that, but it mostly the Apple commercial. But yeah, I'd never seen the movie before. I read the book like a long time ago in high school. It was boring, like the movies. I feel a little bit boring. But I also think the real problem is that it was made and then Brazil was made, and everyone was like, well, that's just better.
I agree.
They found a way to make it actually interesting and fun. And this is like just dull and painful. And I mean, there's a little bit of a hot naked chick. And then you're like, well, the rest of it is just so soul-suckingly awful. And it is like it does get into that sort of, the drabness of however, unity or whatever it is, a lack of individuality. Thank you. That's the thing that they make in the thing too, eh? You're actually doing the 1984 symbol when
I am a member of the Thought Police.
you're policing, So it does give, and it looks amazing. Like it's an amazing looking film with that sort of complicated technology that's just meant to complicate your life so you don't get anything done in John Hurt's office. And then they just do everything better in Brazil. It's like Terry Gilliam saw 1984 and he was like, man, I could just make this, but better in every way and more fun. And the technology's even more sort of outlandish, but it makes more of a point.
I'll be
And
honest, I
this
didn't
is
even know what he was doing in his office. I wasn't even
that
sure what was happening.
I think he's like a journalist, but I think it's sort of like the journalism is basically like instead of putting more information out, they take information away
Yeah, but who's
or
writing the
something like
original
that.
stories? I didn't get that.
Yeah, I don't get that either because they keep saying he's writing the stories, but I think the point is that he's rewriting older stories. Like, I think they're just taking things that have happened like in the past and then taking stuff out of it so now it seems like it's happening now. Because there's no actual news, like they're whatever it is, they're like, the Blue Jays won 5-4 in 1992, and they're just saying they won 5-4 yesterday because there are no Blue Jays
Oh,
or
that makes sense. Then
whatever it
okay.
is.
That's so that the news that he was redacting was coming from the past, and that's how they're controlling the present. All right.
I think it's sort of like recycling it, right? They're saying that
So
these things are happening that aren't happening because
okay.
they've already happened, but they're just changing parts of them.
So
That
like
seems to be.
the war efforts and stuff, like there was no war going on, is that correct?
Yeah, they just keep going around in circles with we're always at war with these people and we're always friends with these people, and then they switch it. So I don't think there are wars going on. I think that's a point that they're making in the film. Or maybe you're supposed to make up your mind about whether they're actually happening or whether they're being falsely reported on or whatever it is, whether they're maybe they're losing the war, but they say they're winning or something like that. I don't know, but I believe it's false because they keep pretty much showing like the same clips over and over again.
Right. Yeah. That's interesting. I'm liking it more now that you're explaining some things to me, because I just found it confusing. Mm-hmm. And I guess you're supposed to find it confusing.
Huh? Yeah, you are. And it's not that I don't like the movie. It's just you see a movie and then there's just a better version of it. And you're like, well, I don't need to watch that movie anymore.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Well, I'm glad I watched it and I finally have an understanding of what 1984 is about. Yeah, it is. I'm thinking about it more now that you've explained some things.
Yeah, I like John Hurt in it as a guy who just can't. He doesn't understand why he doesn't believe all the bullshit, and then he also can't get himself not to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting that they're just like, I think they say in the movie something about like the human spirit is something that you will never overcome, or the spirit of man is something that you can't overcome.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like no matter what they try to do to him or he tries to do to himself, he just can't forget that there are truths.
Yeah.
And that he's not living inside one.
Yeah.
And most people are able to, but some people just can't.
Wow. It's becoming better as you explain stuff.
It is, but then they make the same points in Brazil, I guess.
Okay. All right. Sure.
It just seems like it's very like I never even put the two together until I saw this film, and then I was like, wow, when did Brazil come out? And I was like, oh, it's a year later. Like the guy who directed this must have gone to Brazil and been like, oh shit, like this is almost the same as our movie, but a completely wacky take on it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the guy liked it or if he didn't like it or if he was mad or whatever. It would be interesting to see, or maybe the director thinks his movie's better. Maybe I doubt a lot of people think this movie's better, because I would think a lot more people have seen Brazil than 1984.
Are you suggesting Brazil is directly based on 1984?
I wouldn't say directly based on. I would say probably based on the novel or the idea.
Okay.
Like it seems to me like if you showed people these two movies, they would probably say these are very similar in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought the same thing while watching it. I was like, this reminds me of stuff that happened in Brazil.
Yeah, that's
but
exactly what I thought.
I've never heard anybody say Brazil is based on 1984.
No, I don't know if it's... I think there is a book it's based on.
I mean, you can still... You're allowed to have the same idea that eventually you live in a... What's it called? The high oligarchy? Is that the term?
Yeah, I guess they are living kind of in an oligarchy.
So that is the term?
Well, an oligarchy is where the rich people control the politics. So Russia is an oligarchy.
I thought it was just a small amount of people control the government.
It's a small amount of people, but it's the people who control the means of production.
Okay.
Control the government. So the billionaires basically control the government, which, you know, you could say that maybe happening in the States as well. But the government sort of exists to help them. So like they say in Russia that the government sort of exists to help the rich oil companies or whatever it is. And then they prop up the government and the government props them up, and it's a symbiotic relationship.
Okay. All
So
right.
I don't think this is an oligarchy. I think it's a fascist state.
Okay. I don't know enough. I can't. Sure. I believe you.
Okay. Do you want to go on to the next movie?
Sure.
All right, let's talk about the Royal Tenenbaums.
Okay.
Where in the Wes Anderson rankings does this fall for you?
I don't know. I don't know the rest of them. I didn't make a list. But I
Have you
did
seen
enjoy
most of
it.
them?
I don't know. I didn't make a list. But I did enjoy it this time much more than I think I maybe I've only seen it once and I didn't remember a lot of it. I don't even know what I remembered. I think I just kind of remembered the intro where they're explaining all the characters and stuff, and I don't know, I might have lost interest then when I first watched it. The only other thing I remember is James, he loved the line that the guy goes, "There he goes." That was James's
Oh,
favorite line.
when Owen Wilson's running away.
Yeah, he goes, "There he goes." It's just like a cutaway, like, yeah, that is a funny joke.
It is
But
funny because he looked out the window like way before because he knew the guy was going to run away. That's the
yeah.
funny part to me because he was like, he knew when he was leaving, he didn't say anything. And then he just started looking out the window and then he's like, there he goes. That is funny.
It is funny. I didn't there was parts that made me laugh too out loud. There was some like where Bill no I don't know. No, fuck Gene Hackman. There was the line that he delivered when Ben Stiller is so mad at him. He's standing off in the corner and he's like, "So you're dying, eh? Okay, all right, whatever." And he says, "I want to take you guys out to visit your grandmother." And then Ben Stiller says, like, "We'll also go by Roberta or something." And he goes, "Who's that?" And then Ben Stiller's like, "That's my wife." And he and the and then he Gene Hackman goes, "Oh, that's right. Yeah, we'll swing by her grave too." That made me laugh out loud. Because then Ben Stiller slams his book closed and runs out of the room. He's so mad. It's like the most insulting way to refer to his dead wife.
Everything he says is awesome. Like when he brings the kids back and there's blood on one of them, and Ben Stiller is like all worried. He's like, "That's dog's blood." Oh, he's just such a fucking like the thing that I like everything that happens in the movie. The thing that bothers me is that the movie seems to be, I know it happens in 2001. Everything's happening in 2001, but everyone is dressed like it's 1979.
Right.
And it just bothers me. Like, I understand why they're doing it.
Why are they doing it?
Because they're all stuck in that time when he left.
Okay.
So they're all kind of, when Gene Hackman leaves, I think there's a little bit of time, and then they're all kind of stuck in that time, like with Luke Wilson sort of inexplicably wearing a tennis outfit under a suit all the time, and the suit is from like the 70s, and Gwyneth Paltrow is dressed in, she seems to be dressed in 70s fashions, and Ben Stiller's wearing like an early 80s jump or early 80s track suit or late 70s. I don't know when it was, but they all seem to be stuck 20 years before. And it's just like, I get it. Doesn't, you don't need to do it. It's just like,
I
especially
didn't get
Luke
it.
Wilson wearing a fucking headband the whole time is just fucking distracting.
Yeah, I noticed. It's just to me, it's just okay. Wes Anderson does wacky, weird things in his movie. He does weird stuff. I didn't even put any thought into it. But you, now that you've explained it, I kind of like it. It doesn't bother me.
It bothers me. I don't know. It bothers. I think it's a lot of it, and Luke Wilson, or sorry, Owen Wilson's character with the fucking cowboy stuff. It just, I'm like, you don't need to do it. Like, just have him
It wouldn't be a
change
Wes
his fucking
Anderson movie
clothes.
then. if he didn't do the weird stuff that he does.
Well, but he started doing it. So, and he didn't do it in Bottle Rocket, and he didn't do it in Rushmore, right? And then he did it to the extreme in this movie. But then it seems like there's a reason for everything, all his sort of choices, fashion and production design and everything in the later movies. Like he seemed like, I don't know if he realized that this, that he didn't have to, like he could have the whole thing, the whole world. Like this was all, like this is one of the first few movies that he made. They take place kind of in the real world, I guess you would say. And then he basically started being like, I could just make my own world. And everything makes more sense to me in all of his later films, like Asteroid City and Moonrise Kingdom and all that. Like the other, I forget which one, the Steve Zissou one. Like it all makes sense because he'd made like a whole different world. Like it seems like he went from the real world with the first two movies to people not from this world, and he put them in the real world, and then he was like, I'm just gonna make my own world. It makes more sense. I can do whatever I want,
right?
And it works much better to me.
Yeah, maybe you're too smart for your own good. Maybe if you were just zoned out like me and just kind of was oblivious. The only thing that, yes, I do remember at one point thinking, why is he wearing a headband? And then I stopped thinking. That's as far as my brain went with that. But the only one that does bother me is Ben Stiller always wearing those tracksuits and dressing his kids up with the same tracksuits. I just didn't get it. And I'm like, I don't understand why they're doing that. Now that you've explained it, I'm like, oh, okay, that's clever.
It's clever, but I just find it distracting. But I like the movie. Like, I like everything that happens in the movie. And he comes back and he fakes his cancer really awfully. Like, nobody should believe it. But they do because they really actually wanted a father, right? So they go along with it as much as they can. Until Danny Glover's just like, fuck this. I have to start telling people the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all kind of falls down. But I like the whole thing of that they're stuck in this time of their lives when he left, and then he comes back and they get a little unstuck, I guess. Luke Wilson certainly seems to have changed. He takes off the fucking headband. And they all kind of start growing up again, I guess, after. And I like the premise. I like the whole thing. I love that the house, that it revolves kind of around this house. I think it's a great movie, but there are some things that bother me.
Other than the costumes, what?
It's mostly the costumes.
Okay.
It's really mostly the costumes. Owen Wilson's character, I didn't understand. I don't know if there's something I'm not getting. Like with the whole fucking cowboy thing and
talking about? Isn't that Luke Wilson? Oh wait, no, you're right. You're right. Like Owen Wilson was the cowboy
author. But no, I like it. It's a good movie. I don't think it's one of his best because I don't think he'd sort of gotten to that point where he realized that there could be a Wes Anderson universe instead of him trying to exist in the real world.
Can you explain why they take why the cars pull up the cabs and it's the gypsy cab and they're always just so beaten up and rusted and dented and why? What's the joke there? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
That's not a real thing, right? There's not a company called Gypsy Cab that has rusted out cabs and that's their gimmick, is there?
Well,
then there's no joke.
So Gypsy Cabs, I don't know if there's a Gypsy Cab company, but Gypsy Cabs are basically unlicensed cabs. Like I know some of our friends back in university, I don't know if they actually did it or if they said they're going to do it, but they were like, we should go to the bar and pick up people and tell them for $10 we'll drive them home.
Right.
That would be a gypsy cab, an unlicensed cab. But I don't know if there's a real gypsy cab company Or if Wes Anderson was like, okay, the idea of gypsy cabs are funny, why don't we make it an actual company? I don't know.
Okay.
That I don't know. Okay. Do you have anything else to talk about with this?
No, I'd like to maybe say a few positive things about it. I think I was definitely dumber when I first saw it 20 years ago. And I don't even remember understanding why Gwyneth Paltrow was so depressed all the time. I don't even remember understanding that. I just kind of remember she mopes around and I didn't get it. And it's so obvious that, like, the one thing she tries to put on a play at the very beginning of the movie when she's 12 years old or whatever, she puts on a play and Gene Hackman just is like, your play, it was not believable. It wasn't good. It was not good. Oh, honey, it's just one man's opinion. So she clearly, he's damaged the kids throughout their youth. Then they show you a few more flashbacks, like he stole money from Ben Stiller, so Ben Stiller sued him or something like that. He shot Ben Stiller in the hand. I don't even remember getting the setup, like that he was this terrible father. I don't. So I'm glad that I'm a little bit smarter today, but obviously I still miss the costumes. If you had to ask me how do they dress, I'd be like, oh well, Ben Stiller wears like a tracksuit. That's it. That's all I know. But I didn't remember. I didn't know. I don't notice. Maybe I have fashion blindness. Like people have face blindness. Maybe there's a condition where I don't notice the clothes people are wearing.
I think you might.
I'd love to find out other fashion blind people because I just don't see it until you tell me. Oh, look at this. I'm like, I knew there was something weird. But I couldn't put my finger on it. Like if you told me in the Steve Zissou Wes Anderson movie, what's weird about that movie? I'd be like, they do really weird stuff with underground like fish, like they're clearly like fake fish, and but it's kind of funny. That's all I could remember. I think he wears a captain's or he wears like a cap or something. I don't. That's it. That's all I could remember. Do
Yeah,
they
they have
wear
like
special
uniforms and
costumes?
yeah, they have like uniforms
It
and stuff. Like
doesn't
his whole
remember.
team has like these Team Zisu uniforms, I think.
Oh yeah. See, does that stuff just I think I do have some condition.
Yeah,
That's why
you
I'm
might.
always like, I don't know what to wear. And you're like, just wear the thing that looks the best. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't.
You are the only person that I've ever seen hanging out in their house with a collared shirt.
It
Like the only person, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing or even like a,
could be a bad thing. It could
it's
be.
not
I'm
even
not
like a
aware of it.
fashion thing, but I don't know how you could be comfortable hanging out in your house with a collared shirt.
Why do you think your shirt, because it doesn't have a collar, is more comfortable than my shirt? I don't get it.
I don't know, maybe it's just for me, but like but whenever I see people, I guess like whenever I see people in a movie and they're hanging out, like watching a movie in like a collared shirt, I'm like, this is not believable. You should be wearing sweatpants.
That's fucking mind-blowing to me. I've never noticed the difference between a collared shirt and a t-shirt. I don't see it. That's one thing I wish I could be normal with. Because other people just have an opinion on stuff like that. Like, oh, I like those shoes. And I'm like, what are you seeing that I'm not seeing?
Yeah, I remember one time you showed up and somebody's like, "Oh, I like you got a nice outfit there." And you were like, "I don't know. Do
No.
I?" And you were like, "I went into a store and somebody told me to buy this."
Was that
And they were
recently?
like, "No, this was like a long. This is probably like 15 years ago." You were like, "I went into a store and the guy told me to buy it. I don't know if it looks good." And they're like, "No, it does look good." And you're like, "Does it? I don't know."
Asked if that's recently because I did the exact same thing last summer when I was in Ontario. It was either last summer or the summer before. I went to a store and I said, give me shoes. And she gave me the ugliest looking fucking shoes. And I'm like, seriously, these? And she goes, yes, oh yes, they're in style and stuff. And I'm like, really? They look like plastic, like fucking what are those things? Uggs or something? I don't know.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
like,
I would have liked to seen what shoes she tried to give you.
I bought them. And
Did
then,
you? I
yeah,
want to see them now.
I wore them and I went to Chris Johnson's house. So it was probably 2 summers ago. And I walked in and he goes, I like those shoes. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Now I gotta see them.
I'll show them to you.
All
Isn't that
right.
fucked up that I'm like, if you ask me for my opinion, I'm like, those are ugly. Those look stupid. Like, and she was like, no, seriously. And then it got compliments. So I went back to her the next summer and I'm like, give me a whole new wardrobe. Just give me a bunch of clothes. And she did, but I didn't get any compliments. The guy, the owner, was trying to convince me to buy a $2,000 jacket. And I was like,
Whoa.
I would need to get a panel of people to compliment my jacket before I buy it. It was one of these aviator jackets. And I'm like, that fucking looks dumb. And he's like, no.
Oh,
This is a sexy jacket. And I'm like, no way. And he's like, 2 grand. And I'm like, I will pay it, but I need proof that I'll get compliments.
it was kind of like a flight suit jacket, like what do you mean, but like did it like what was it, like a military style?
How can I just, I don't know how to
Was
describe
it like a
things.
leather jacket with like a furry kind of interior color? Yeah, okay, so it was like Tom Cruise would wear, like Top Gun.
But maybe. I don't, was he wearing clothes in Top Gun? I don't know.
He had a jacket that the aviator guys wear.
That's too fucking bold. Like, that's making a statement. I walk into a room wearing that jacket and people are like, oh, he's interesting. And I'm like, I'm not. Somebody told me to buy this jacket. What's wrong with me, Jesse?
I wouldn't spend $2,000 on a knee jacket
I
either.
would if he had the actual proof. Like if he had to let me test it out for a week and Chris Johnson had said, oh, I love that jacket, I'd be like, okay, and I'll go back and pay him the rest of the pay him a deposit or whatever. He can keep my deposit at
I
that
did actually buy a fake aviator jacket for a video
point.
that we made. Did I buy it this year? Did I buy it last year? I think it was last year. Then we've used it for these two videos, these Top Gun videos, and whenever the guy who stars in it wears it, people are always like, "That's awesome." And I'm like, it's fucking the like it was $50 and it's like plastic. Like it's supposed to look like leather, but it's this thin, almost plastic stuff. And they're like, that's so awesome, man. And I'm like, you could buy one from a costume store if you want. Like, and they're trying to get you to spend $2,000 on it. And this guy's got like a million compliments on the $50 version.
That's amazing to me. That's I might go back and buy it. I might. The problem
Don't
is,
spend 2000. You could probably get like a decent one for
but how would I? This
$200.
is what I don't know, Jesse. If I got the cheap one and I walked in and people were like, meh, and I'd be like, it looks exactly the same as the $2,000, but I swear to God, if I bought the $2,000 one, people would be like, oh yeah, that is a
No.
nice jacket. Yes, Jesse.
No. Anything that you can get that's expensive, you can get that's cheap. And it'll probably look as good.
But how could I t how would I know? I've done it. I bought the
Well,
cheap stuff and people are like, it's ugly. And I'm like, it looks exactly the same as everything else.
I don't know if you bought the exact same thing that would have gotten you the compliments.
Honestly, I do. I have a condition. I have a fashion
Yeah,
blindness
you might.
condition.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
And I love that I've just discovered this, that there's a thing. Like the face blindness thing, I'm like, how can that be? How could somebody be? But there's enough people that it's like, I believe them.
Yeah, I don't remember people's faces or names,
No,
but I
but
think
you know
that's more
the
of like narcissism.
yeah, that's not face
I just don't
blindness is be
care
like
enough about them.
they're looking right at a person and they're like, I don't know who this person is, and they have to guess it from like their voice.
No, that's not, yeah, that's a whole different thing.
That's like you've had a damaged part of your brain or something that can't do something with the details of somebody's face, you know?
I mean, I can see it, like, we all look essentially the same,
Yeah. I agree.
right? Like, yeah, like
So
I can see it.
like something you can't pick up on the subtle difference. And everybody else just goes like, oh, obviously, that's Jesse and that's Adam. Obviously, those are two different people. And I have the same thing with fashion. I'm like, I can't see the I don't even this is a collared shirt. I didn't even realize that.
You didn't even know your shirt had a collar.
I didn't until you pointed it out.
Oh,
I've
you're
probably
always.
gone into places and been wearing like a tuxedo, and people are like, holy fuck, he's overdressed. And I'm like, I didn't realize it.
Could be.
All
Could
right,
be
man.
like, all right. What are we going to talk about now? Oh, I just want to make sure that you've been watching The Chair Company.
Never heard of it. What is that?
Don't just watch it.
Okay. All right.
Don't even, I'm not going to tell you anything. I just know that you should be watching it. And then when you start watching it, you're going to say, why wasn't I watching it? And you're going to love it.
I'm gonna write it down.
I
And
wasn't
once.
even going to, I wasn't even going to mention it because I thought, oh, Adam's already watching this. And he's going to say, of course I'm fucking watching it. The fuck is wrong with you?
No, you
I
always got to
thought I was
mention
going to
stuff.
get yelled at because it's so obvious.
I wouldn't do that.
You're gonna say, yeah, if I had been watching it, I would have yelled at you
Okay. Fair enough.
afterwards.
I'm definitely intrigued.
Good.
We can move on to the last movie. What was it?
Okay. The Last Rites of Joe May.
Oh yeah, I liked it. I saw it a while ago. I mean, like a several days ago, so I've
Yeah.
gotta remind me what it's all about.
So it's about a guy who gets out of the hospital. He's a small-time hustler,
Yeah.
kind of connected to the mob, and his apartment's been rented out. There's a woman and her young daughter,
Right.
and nobody cares about him. Nobody loves him. He's been an asshole, and now he's trying to find redemption and live his life, or what's left of his life,
Good
because you
summary.
get the sense he's going to die. From like the opening 5 minutes,
Sure. And the
I
title.
would from the title. The title also gives it away. So he's doomed. He's a tragic figure, but will he find redemption? Is what you're asking yourself.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Did you like it?
I love it. That's why. Okay, we're back.
These are my shoes.
Let me see from the side. Who makes them?
No idea.
Well, what does it say on the tag? I can see a thing on the front.
Goodman brand.
Yeah, I would say those are in style for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I just Googled fashion blindness, and there's
Yes.
people out there calling it fashion blindness and calling
Awesome.
it outfit blindness. And there's
Wow.
Reddit forums about it. And it was,
You have a community.
yeah, and they said that this has been a trend on TikTok, people talking about fashion blindness. And it was only from a year ago.
That's
Crazy
great.
stuff. Crazy stuff.
There's others like you.
Yeah, I'm you probably
You
always
are
thought
not
I was
alone.
making it up, just trying to be funny.
No,
Now I
I know
have
you're
a
not trying.
real illness.
I need money from the government.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely if you claimed that, I would back you up. I believe that you do have fashion blindness.
Thanks. I am the victim. I am a victim.
You're a fashion victim, literally.
Okay. You were saying, yes, you love the movie.
I love the movie. It's also, unfortunately, a kind of a fitting ending to the career of Dennis Farina, who mostly played tough guy gangsters or tough guy cops or the tough guys, tough brash guys. And in this one, he plays a guy who maybe at one time thought he was tough and brash, but he ended up just a lonely old man.
Yeah.
And I think it was a great, not it wasn't his final role. He made Luck after this, and he did a couple other things, but this is kind of what I think of as being his career capping role.
Yeah. Yeah, never heard of it either. So.
Yeah, I enjoyed this the first time I saw it. I was like, oh, this is great. We should watch it. And then I completely forgot about it for a long time. And
Yeah.
Gary Cole is awesome in it. Just a guy who just doesn't want to be bothered with him.
Yeah.
He doesn't play mean. He doesn't play angry. He doesn't play tough. He's just annoyed.
I like that line he gives. You want to get rid of a loser, loan him $5. You'll never
Yeah.
see him again.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. He's just a matter of fact guy and there's no violence or anything. He like there's no the crazy thing is like It's a movie about a guy who works for the mob. He's in debt to the mob at one point. He's furnishing stolen goods, but none of that plays into anything. Like, there's no mob-related stuff in the movie.
Right.
The only violence is between him and a cop. So they don't go for the regular angle of, oh, this guy owes the mob money and he's gonna have to dodge them or whatever. He
Right.
never even like he just doesn't care. He's like, yeah, I owe you $200. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have it. Like, he's not even scared. And in a usual movie, the guy would be like beating him up or something, but this movie just plays it as like, yeah, that's not his problem at all.
I always find it funny in these movies where people are like, I think he was down to his last $140. I think he cleared out his bank account, right? Something small amount like that, right?
$400, yeah, in the bank account.
Okay. Yet they can still go to the bar and drink. I'm always
Yeah.
amazed by that in movies. Like they're always these, they're down to their last dollar, and yet they
Yeah.
still somehow have money to go. Like, do the movies, are they trying to tell us that it's free to go to a bar and drink? Because I don't think it is. I think it's very expensive.
I think what they're trying to tell you is these are the wrong choices to make. And these are the choices that people make who are losers, I guess. Like, he's a guy who's not thinking about what he's going to do when the money runs out.
Like the fact that it was such a small amount is funny to me. Like that he only had $400. I think she asked him for $100, so he immediately gives her $100, and then he's at the bar drinking all the time, and he's spending money in other places. It's like, wow, it's got to be run out by now. I always find that funny. And yes, they always have it with the kind of a deadbeat character who's, but the amounts are usually way more. Like he owes 80 grand to some hitman or something, and yet he's still going to the bar and drinking. So then you're like, well, that wouldn't make a dent, you know, the 10 bucks or whatever he spends. It's not going to make a dent into that $80,000. So why not go to the bar and drink at that point? But in this one, it's like that would make a dent. Like he was worried about owing $200. Like you can't afford to give the bartender 10 bucks.
And he probably like the I think I don't know if it's true or not, because like you can't keep track of everything he spent, but I have a feeling that he probably had like almost exactly that $200 when Gary Cole was like, you owe me $200. And I think
Right.
he would have had around that much money, because he goes out and he buys a bat and maybe a football,
Yeah,
and then
for
he
his kid.
goes, like you said, to the bar. And then he spends money, a little bit of money on other things, but like you get the idea that he was just like, I don't have the money, even though he probably had $215 or something. But he spends it on other things, because I think it's the mo what they're trying to tell you in the movie is that he probably knows he's gonna die. Like, there's nothing left for him to do. So why not just spend it on footballs and beer or whatever he's spending it on, or his adopted, not adopted, but the kid that he comes to like. So I think that's what the movie's trying to tell you, but it's just funny that he immediately just says, yeah, I don't have the $200. And he's not worried about it at all.
I watched another movie, Uncut Gems again. Such a great fucking
Okay.
movie. So
I haven't seen
great.
it yet.
Oh my God.
I know.
I know. No, it's
I
great. It's
know.
great. You should check it out.
Yeah,
But yeah,
I'm going to.
the amount of money that Adam Sandler's character is dealing with in that movie is astronomical. And yes, the movie's trying to tell you that he makes the wrong decisions with money. It's very, it's so great. I was going to talk about the ending, but I won't. I'll leave it for you.
I know. I mean to watch it, but I just haven't. I haven't yet.
Yeah, it's like a claustrophobic movie.
Is it?
Did you
Yeah,
see
I've
that
heard
other one that
it
he
makes
did?
you very an anxious.
Do you see the other Safdie Brothers movie, Good Times?
Is that with Robert Pattinson?
Yes.
I have the DVD. I haven't watched it yet, I don't think.
Yeah. Very kind of similar with the just claustrophobic feeling. That's how I describe it. I mean,
Yeah. I don't
couple of
think I've
movies
watched it.
you should have watched.
Yeah, I will. I'll get to them. I'll definitely get to them.
Yeah, so Lass writes Joe May. Yeah, it's good. I like the relationship that he had with the kid. He's just being himself around her, and you think like that he's just saying shit that is gonna make her hate him, but it goes the other way where she really likes him because she doesn't have a father.
Yeah.
Kind of fun character interaction there. Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, no, it's a good move. It's a I like when somebody makes a little movie. They're not trying to make it, they're not trying to give you big themes, or they're not filling it with stars. They don't need to have a crazy guest star or something like that, and they don't need to make big things happen to try to compensate for it being a really low budget movie. They're trying to make a little movie, and one of the movies that we're going to watch around Christmas is very much like that. I would say it's in this vein, and you're going to love it,
Okay.
but that's for later. That's a secret.
Wow, you're thinking pretty far ahead.
Well, I saw this movie around last Christmas, and I was like, man, we gotta watch this movie. This movie's fucking amazing.
Okay.
And nobody's ever heard of this movie.
That'll be
You,
my
you,
Christmas
I hope you
present.
haven't seen it. It'll be your Christmas present, along with whatever shitty Christmas movie we watch.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Anything else to talk about?
I think we're good.
Okay.
We've covered it. We're gonna have the Halloween Spectacular next week. Two movies that you picked out, Midsommar
Oh, I'm scared. I
and
just hearing it.
the Vivitch
Yeah.
Vivitch.
Yeah. I'm scared to watch Midsommar again. Man, it was
Yeah.
disturbing.
It is disturbing. And I'll talk about why I think it's disturbing more than anything next week. And this is not an original take, but I think it is the reason that it disturbs me so much.
Oh, okay. I can tell you it disturbed me because I had no idea what it was when I started watching it.
Oh, really?
No
Okay.
idea that it was a horror movie.
Wow.
And like there's a scene right at the beginning that I went,
Yeah.
"Whoa, what the fuck am I watching here?" And then yeah,
Yeah.
it are they did I just pick are they by the same director? Or did you ask me that last time? And I was like, "No, now I'm getting all confused in my head."
I don't think they're by the same
Well, who did The
director.
Witch? The Witch did that. Is it? Ah,
Robert
fuck.
Eggers?
Yeah, and what else did he do? Lighthouse? The Lighthouse or something? That was a fucked up
The
movie too.
Lighthouse. Yeah, what did he do? He did one just recently. Oh, Eddington, I think he did recently. And he did another scary, really good scary movie. Was it Hereditary? I don't know, maybe not.
Is that the one? Okay, all
It'd
right.
be so easy just to look it up. Here, let me look it up.
On a movie, on a podcast where we're supposed to talk about movies, we should know shit about movies.
We do know a lot about movies.
You
We don't
do.
know everything about,
I don't
well,
know. I don't know shit.
I included you. Oh, he made The Northman, of
Oh yeah.
course. Okay, let's see. He
Fucked up
made
too.
Nosferatu. That's the one I was thinking of. The Northman, The Lighthouse, The Vivitch, and Brothers. Oh, those are shorts. So I was wrong. He did not make Hereditary. But yeah, he's made a bunch of different types of movies, actually. I must be confusing him because I thought he made way more horror movies. I think I'm confusing him with the guy who made Midsommar.
Yeah, and I don't know who that is either.
That
But next
is.
week, we will know.
We will know next week, but what we can know now. Hold on. That is Ari Aster, right? He made Hereditary. See, this is, I'm all fucking confused.
Yeah.
Ari Aster made Edding. Oh, so Ari Aster made Eddington and Hereditary and Midsommar.
Wait.
And that's
Oh,
mostly
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, and Beau Is Afraid, which
Right.
is apparently, have you seen that movie?
No, but I heard a lot of talk about it.
Yeah, we'll watch that one day. That one movie's supposed to be really crazy.
Yeah.
So I've confused the two directors, but they're both awesome.
Okay. Cool. What
All
else?
right.
Anything else to talk about?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right, then I can let you go before your deadline.
I have to go watch the Blue Jays game today.
Yeah, apparently sports are happening.
People, I'm sure people come up to you all the time and they're like, "What about those Jays?" And you go, "I don't know, and I don't know what shirt I'm wearing."
I always, a guy literally just said that to me, something about
You're wearing a
the
Blue Jays jersey. Am I?
Blue
Is that what this is? It's got your name on it. Obviously, it was custom made. It says Gallagher 69 on the back. Is it? I just went into a store. I guess it must have been a store where they customized jerseys and they said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Gallagher." And they said, "What's your favorite number?" And I said, 69. I walked out with the jersey $300 later. I guess I'm wearing a Blue Jays jersey.
I guess so. Yeah. No, a guy literally just said that to me 5 minutes before we started the podcast. So I gotta watch the Blue Jays game, and I went, "Oh, good for you," or something, and I ran away
Good.
because
I
I
love
just
football, and then you ran away.
they just want the guy the guys just want to talk about sports, man. They just love sports so much. They just love them. They
They
just
do.
can't get enough of sports. I was
What did you
a
do when you went to like a barber shop? Because that's all they do in a barber shop. And I had to like learn about the Maple Leafs because they're like, "What about that Wendell Clark?" And I was like, "Oh, awesome, scoring goals in the hockey game.
See, this
That
is
right over there."
I plant my flag. This I go, I don't like sports, just like with you and religion, how you're like, nope, don't even keep going, it's bullshit. I just go, nope, sports, I don't watch anything, I know nothing about sports. And they don't try to keep coming back and be like, yeah, but speaking of a barbershop interaction, this is a long time ago. This is when I was in Toronto, and I went to this barbershop. You know what? It wasn't a barbershop. It was a dental office or something, getting a teeth cleaning or whatever. I was to say, I was sitting in a chair and somebody was trying to make chit chat with me, and I've never she just kept pushing me, and I'm like, no, I don't. I just everything she said, I was just like, no. And it was the most obvious I've ever been. Like, I don't want to have chit chat with you, or I just had no opinion on the subject. She was like, what's your favorite place to eat? And I'm like, I don't really have a favorite place to eat. And then she was just like, yeah, but what's your favorite meal? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know, pizza, I guess. And she was like, well, what's your favorite pizza place? And I'm like, I don't really have one. I guess I like all pizza. And she just kept
Like all pizza.
she was getting mad that I wasn't like engaging with her. It was really funny. It's a memory that must have been like whatever, stressful for me that I've remembered it for so long. Like, how much more obvious could you be that you don't want to? She was just like, you must. She couldn't get it through her mind that I was so boring. She was
Probably.
like, you must have a favorite place to eat. And I'm like, I don't really. I don't ever go anywhere. I don't do anything. And she was, no, but seriously. But seriously. She kept saying,
That's
anyways.
true. Like people love talking about restaurants and what restaurant they've been to and where they want to try. Yeah, that's a big thing in with normal people.
With normal people. Yeah, but
With normal
sports is the
people, it's
worst.
huge.
I'm such a disappointment to all other males. They're just like, yeah, but, and I'm like, I guess golf. And they're just like, yeah, but I don't want to talk about golf. And I'm like, well, then our conversation's done. I don't know.
It's hard, when you don't know about team sports. It can be hard out there.
It's hard. All right,
It's hard
buddy.
out there. All right, I'll see you next week.